The Lois McClure is a replica of an 1862 canal schooner that's also a floating museum. This summer, she's commemorating 19th century transportation history by traveling from Lake Champlain across the canal system to Buffalo and down the St. Lawrence River to Montreal. The Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris spent a few days on board and sends this postcard.
Tom, can you explain what we're doing?
Hauling out to a mooring, and then we'll have the tugboat come alongside of us where it's deep enough water.
First mate Tom Larson is a strapping guy with a long ponytail and glasses. He's pulling hand over hand on a thick white rope, getting the Lois McClure onto the lake for the first step of a four-month voyage. Right now, the Lois McClure is being pulled by a tugboat. Once it reaches Lake Ontario, the crew will put up the sails. But for now, we chug across the lake to Westport.
My name's Larry Carroll. I'm the owner of Westport Marina. I am pumping out the holding tank on the Lois McClure.
I mean, the Lois McClure is pretty glamorous, but I think the holding tank is not.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a fact that has to get done. We're getting you guys ready to go on a long 4-month voyage.
The Lois stops in Larry's marina about once a year.
And I've had the tour a few times on it. And because of the tour, we actually named a couple of our cats off of some of the parts off the Lois McClure.
After pumping out the holding tank, we head south. Art Cohn, co-founder of the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, explains that canal schooners like the Lois were basically the 18-wheelers of their day.
These boats were blue-collar, workaday trucks from their generation.
Canal schooners could sail on the lake and take down their rigging to travel through the canal systems. They carried lumber, coal, and stone. They'd even bring agricultural products like hay and apples down to New York City. But the railroad industry put a lot of boats out of business. By the 1920s, canal schooners were mostly obsolete, and their history was forgotten. But then museum divers found a canal schooner wreck on the bottom of Lake Champlain. They decided to build a replica and take it on tour. Here's Art Cohn.
You know, as a historian, as someone who wants people to engage in their history, the boat was magical in that it provoked that. You know, you walked on board and you were interested. You wanted to know.
Crew member Len Ruth says working on the boat makes that history seem very real.
Just feeling what it was like for the people who lived on these boats, and a really good way to do that is actually to live on board and do things the way they did as much as you can.
And in the galley, Kathleen Carney is getting dinner ready.
We're cooking dinner, which tonight is going to be salmon grilled by Tom. And pre-made potato and egg salad and asparagus.
We dock at Crown Point and eat dinner. It's delicious. Just before bedtime, the rain starts and the boat rocks softly as we fall asleep.
So off we go to Whitehall.
Boat Captain Roger Taylor leads the morning meeting.
Conditions are good for RDF, radio direction finder, or rain, drizzle, and fog. No one is allowed to fall overboard under any circumstances.
It's pouring rain today, but nobody's really complaining. Up on deck, Len's wearing waders and a raincoat. His hood is pulled all the way down over his glasses. He says canal boat sailors from the 1860s probably had rain like this, too.
They would have had to put up with it when it happened, just as we do. So, in a way, we are real mariners.
We chug south to the Champlain Canal. It's a narrow passage with high concrete walls. The water slowly rises beneath us, and the yellow gates swing open.
Go ahead and go out ahead of us, and then once we get out of the lock and start over toward the dock, you can make up on the port bow.
We tie up outside the Skenesboro Museum in Whitehall, and the crew gets ready for visitors, who will learn about a journey not too different than this one. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.